This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of the great American philosopher Yogi Berra, but I feel like it's deja vu all over again. Ron Schlieschi, and I guess the MTA didn't hear me, but just a few weeks ago, I spoke about Bezalel, and again, Bezalel has appeared to make the vessels in the Beit HaMikdash, to make in the Mishkan, and all the Mishkan itself. But I want to concentrate a little bit at the end of the Aliyah. If we talk about all the directions to Bezalel, and then we have this interesting wrinkle. In it says V'yikum lifnei Moshe at kol ha'truma asher hevi'u b'nei Yisrael l'malachat avodas hakodesh l'sodotam v'hevi'u elav odin davar boker boker. Am Yisrael bringing tons of stuff. I mean, tons and tons and tons of stuff. You're going to build a Mishkan. We're going to give you everything we have. And all the people who are going to build it are there, and they're bringing more stuff and more stuff, and the artisans go to Moshe. You don't know Moshe anymore. Marbim Amlavi, they're bringing just too much. It's just like, it's telling enough. Enough already. Rav Hutner in Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbat has a critique of one of the greatest Kabbalists, Ramosh Cordovero. Ramosh Cordovero in Tomer Devora, his little book on Musar, Tomer Devora says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a midah, there's a character trait to a Kadosh Baruch Hu we can find in Hashem, which maps onto every character trait of the human being. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chesed, we have chesed, he is racham, etc. Except for one, says the Tomer Devora. There's one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't map to the human. And that's Yira. There's no pachat. There's no fear. There's no awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hutner disagrees. He disagrees. And he says it's not true. He says there is a character trait we say about the Rabbanu Shel Olam which is similar to pachat. Chesed is a movement of going forth. It's stretching out. It's embracing. It's giving and giving and giving. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbat said, and this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we use, he said, Shamar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Dai. We use the Shem Hashem Shaddai, Shin Dalad Yud. And Chazal say, what does Shin Dalad Yud stand for? Shamar Lomo Dai. On Shabbat, God said, die. Stop. Stop growing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled back. It's that action of pulling back, which is sometimes you say, enough. And that's what Moshe told the people. Stop giving. You're giving too much. It's interesting, by the way. It's interesting is that this pasuk, or these psukim, when Moshe says, Yitzad Moshe v'yaviru kol v'machadeh, Moshe calls out l'mor, Ish v'isha al yasu hod enough. Right? L'malachat Truma L'Kodesh, V'kale'am Mehavi. This is the source. This. Stop bringing stuff to me and to the artisans. This is the source for Hilchot Erevin. This is a source for Hilchot Hotza'ah. Moshe stood in a private domain, and Am Yisrael were bringing him stuff, Mehavi, and that's the entire source we have. You're now to bring stuff from a public domain, Reshut HaRabim, to Reshut HaYachid. This idea of borders. Sometimes you have to say there's enough. Now, can you imagine for a second that there's someone who is receiving, I collect donations to the yeshiva, trust me about this. Can you imagine that there's someone who says, listen, we have enough stuff. Don't give to us anymore. Stop donating to us anymore. But Moshe said this for the Mishkan. He said, for the Mishkan, we have enough. I noticed that in the past 10 years, hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated to build synagogues in the United States of America. hundreds. I personally know of hundreds of millions of dollars donations to build these gargantuan places, and I also know synagogues are closing down. Why are these people giving? I go and beg for money for what? For scholarships, for Talmud Torah, and something goes awry. Sometimes, if they gave 10%, right? If they gave Trumat Maaser for the building of the shuls to education, to scholarships, not to buildings, to scholarships. Can you imagine? The shuls wouldn't be closing down because there's no one who knows how to read. Because they would be getting more and more people. I hope this goes out. Because I was shocked. The amount of money to build these edifices. Is that what we need? Moshe Rabbeinu said enough. But there's something else I want to tell you guys. Because we sometimes, I mentioned this before, we're in a submarine. We all live, you know, in the submarine of yeshiva. We can start singing all kinds of old songs. We live in yeshiva, and sometimes you have to say enough and respect borders. And right now, my 10-year-old said to me yesterday, my 10-year-old daughter said to me yesterday, is my son and I, my son's very keen on the news, he's 15, he goes, so they did it. So Putin annexed, or he recognized Eastern Ukraine as an independent state, and he joked about the fact of invading. And everyone right now is like, what should we do? I don't know if you've paid attention the past few months. The Americans and the British intelligence agencies have all announced that there will be a false flag attack. A false flag attack in that the Russians are going to pretend they got attacked. They have actors. They have ketchup. They're all set to make this fake explosion. And that will be an excuse, right, in order to invade Ukraine. Now, is that a false flag, or is that a false flag to a false flag by the American British intelligences to have an excuse to do whatever they do? So my 10-year-old comes to me and she says, Abba, it's not a joke. We're on the precipice of maybe World War III. We're all sitting in yeshiva, but borders are important. And the head of one of the strongest countries in the world is invading another country. Maybe invading, maybe not invading. I'm going to talk about the simplicity of it. It's the dangers of crossing borders. It's a huge thing. And sometimes you have to say, just stop. Sometimes you have to say, stop. Today is a faithful day. Today is a faithful day, not because of donations to the Mishkan, not because of donations to these big edifices in America which are closing down. Today is a faithful day because the United States and a few other countries are going to decide their reaction to the Russians. We might be standing on the precipice of World War III because people can't respect borders and say enough. I want to stop here because I want us to say Tehillim. I don't know, and you see, we always get lost. We sit there and learn about the Mishkan, and we learn about Moshe, and we learn about donations, and we learn about this. And I don't know if I were in Ukraine right now. I listened when I was in America. I was listening to Ukrainian dissidents, and I saw some, you know, the president of Ukraine's Jewish, and I was listening to some other Jewish dissidents there who said, well, we're not going to come to Israel. We're pulling up arms. I heard of an 80-year-old woman. They interviewed an 80-year-old woman who was, like, learning how to shoot a gun. We're all sitting here learning yeshiva, and that's wonderful, and we should be learning yeshiva, and they should be donating money to learn yeshiva. But I want to take a minute. I want to say Tehillim. I want to say Tehillim Kuf Lamed. If you don't know where it is, either here, if you have a Tehillim of Kuf Lamed, or you have it in the back of your Siddur after Minchan Shabbat. Amakim Karatika Hashem, calling God from the depths. The world right now is in the depths, whether we recognize the standing of Israel or not. So I want you to rise along with the Hillel, okay?
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.